We've been talking about Leonardo da Vinci for the past 2 days. He's the painter, the artist that did the Mona Lisa, and yesterday we learned a lot about his paintings. Today, though, we're going to find out that Leonardo did a lot more than just paint a lot of pretty pictures.
Leonardo da Vinci was passionate about so many different kinds of things. I mean, he was a mathematician. He loved to study math and geometry and all those different kinds of number games. He also invented famous flying machines. And, like we mentioned, he was also a brilliant painter. I mean, is there anything this man can't do?
Well, we're going to learn today that he invented a lot of things. Like you said, that flying machine. He also tried to come up with some way that people could breathe underwater so they could work underwater. And a lot of these things that he invented, it's interesting because we use his same basic ideas in those things today. However, no one really made them first until like 300 years after Leonardo was alive.
Wow, so maybe all my sketches and drawings of weird things, maybe someday somebody will make them and it will benefit mankind.
Well, just be sure you put your name on every one so that they know who wrote it.
Okay.
Well, we've got to go ahead and read through the article then. Don't forget, once again, it's our BBC series unit, so make sure you check out the video that comes on your CD as well. Okay, listeners, let's take a look at the first part of today's article. Throughout his life, Leonardo had been struggling to find dukes to support him. Though he hated war, he had to make a living by designing war machines that pleased his masters. But his curiosity was constantly pulling him in different directions. A question about geometry pushed him to explore architecture. That, in turn, resulted in his exploration of engineering and also led to an interest in music. He explained cholesterol, a 20th century discovery, and envisioned printing presses and robots. He even went as far as dissecting bodies to better understand human anatomy. Wow, cholesterol, robots, printing presses. I didn't know that Leonardo da Vinci did all these things.
Yes, I think that the most appropriate word to describe him here would be diverse. He has so many different kinds of things that he studied. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Like I said in the intro, is there anything this man can't do?
Well, apparently he did have a lot of trouble finding money because we see that throughout his life he had been struggling to find dukes to support him. And when you're struggling, it means you're having a hard time doing something. Here, Leonardo is trying to find dukes to support him.
Yeah, it's sort of, we have this mental picture in our head sometimes of the struggling artist. It's like you devote so much time and energy to your work that, well, sometimes you can't eat because you're struggling so hard to make money.
Right, but here, what he would do, actually, it's kind of interesting, is he would work for these dukes, these important people that maybe were heads of families that ran a business. He would work for them, and he would basically help them make war machines. He hated war, but he had to make a living by designing these war machines.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Sometimes you just have to make money. But he also had these other interests, and he was curious about other things. He had a question about geometry, and it pushed him to explore architecture. Geometry, well, it's a certain type of math that's basically related to shapes. Shapes like squares, triangles, rectangles, and of course, much more complicated ones. So basically, if you're interested in the way shapes work, it makes sense that you would explore architecture, which is the study of buildings and how buildings are made.
Right, and he just really became interested in how all of these things can be used to make things that people can use then. So I guess Leonardo da Vinci was one of our first really creative Western engineers, because that's kind of what he did. He would try and figure out how to make things. And because he did this, well, he explored engineering. That led him to music. And then he was thinking about cholesterol. And wow, all these things are really interesting.
Yeah, and he even went as far as dissecting bodies to understand human anatomy.
Wow, he would dissect them. So that means that he'd cut them up and look inside.
Absolutely, that's exactly what he would do. But he wasn't doing it for fun because that would be really weird. He was doing it to understand how the body works. I mean, if he's interested in things like cholesterol and how the fats in the body work, well, it makes sense to cut it open and look inside.
Right. You know, I've also read that he did this to understand better how to paint the human body. I mean, if you know what the muscles look like and how they move, it can help you figure out how to make it look right. Okay, listeners, let's listen to today's By the Way.
Hi, Anne. I just came back from a long trip.
Oh, really? Where did you go, Matt?
Well, I went as far as the Amazon rainforest.
Wow, Yamashiyulin, that's really far, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, the journey was so long that I felt like we were traveling as far as the moon.
It must also have been scary.
I wouldn't go as far as to say that it's scary.
What do you mean, wouldn't go as far as to say that it's scary?
It means that scary is too strong a word. You could say that my trip was adventurous, but not scary.
Wouldn't go as far as 就是还不至于。Matt 的亚马逊雨林之旅还不至于到恐怖的地步，只是比较冒险而已。当然也可以用肯定语气。To go as far as 就是甚至于。例如 ,Da Vinci went as far as dissecting bodies to better understand human anatomy. 达文西为了了解人体构造，甚至去解剖尸体。So I could say, you and I are really good friends, but I wouldn't go as far as to say that we are in love. 我们只是好朋友,还不至于陷入爱河。
We're not?
Well, if you promise you'll cook for me for the rest of my life, I might reconsider.
I don't think I'd go as far as that to win your love, Anne.
See you next time.
Okay, there's our first paragraph of today's article. Let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. Leonardo da Vinci, 他的一生呢都是非常辛苦的，常常要为五斗米折腰。第二句话里头提到 ,though he hated war, he had to make a living by designing war machines that pleased his masters.Though 是一个连接词，意思是虽然他痛恨战争，但是呢，必须要 make a living by 后面接动名词，就是借由这种方式谋生。他的谋生方法呢，就是设计一些战争的机器。That 后面的子句形容这些机器呢，能够 please his masters， 也就是资助他的一些 dukes。尽管如此，他的好奇心完全没有被淹没。His curiosity was constantly pulling him in different directions. 因为他对很多事情都好奇，所以这个好奇心呢，也会带他往不同的方向走。例如这里提到的 ,a question about geometry pushed him to explore architecture.对于几何的好奇呢，让他想要探索建筑。Architecture 呢，指的是建筑这个行业，这门学问。That in turn resulted in his exploration of engineering and also led to an interest in music.That 呢指的是前面的这个 architecture， 也就是他不仅探索了建筑，此外呢，这种好奇心也 result in 导致的结果是他对于工程学，甚至于呢 led to an interest in music， 造成他对于音乐方面的兴趣。更令人惊讶的是最后一句话提到的 ,he even went as far as dissecting bodies. 这句话在形容他的兴趣广泛，居然到呢可以解剖人体，后面的不定词表示目的 ,to better understand human anatomy.这里的 better 是一个副词用法，修饰动词 understand, 更进一步的了解。
Okay, listeners, that's the first half of today's show. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with paragraph two. Welcome back to Landmark English, everyone. This is Bill. Siobhan and I are talking about our third day of Leonardo da Vinci. And we see, of course, that Leonardo da Vinci was this incredible person. He was a painter, he was an artist, he was an inventor. In fact, that's what we're talking about today. So let's go ahead and jump right into the second paragraph. Experts opened up Leonardo's sketchbooks for a closer look and found wetsuits used to walk underwater and instructions for making parachutes. They also found a hang glider designed 490 years before its actual invention. But would they have worked? Using only materials available during Leonardo's time, experts put his ideas to the test. Amazingly, after just a few modifications to his original designs, experts breathed underwater, fell safely from the sky, and glided down hillsides. Okay, so this is where something very special with our BBC series unit comes in this second paragraph. Now, the BBC series that's all about Leonardo is going to, of course, talk about his life, show us his art, talk about a lot of the things we've mentioned here in our article. But one of the really great things they do is they show how this group of people got together, looked at some of Leonardo's plans for things like a glider and a way to breathe underwater, and they actually made them just like Leonardo would have and tried it out.
Yeah, it's really cool because Leonardo didn't just sketch these ideas. He actually had instructions on how to make them. Instructions are just basically, well, a sort of a book on how to do something. So you can write a step-by-step list on how to actually make something. So he was making wetsuits, so you know those things that people wear so they don't get really cold in the water, and he had a step-by-step list or instructions on how to do it.
Right, and then he also made parachutes that can help you, well, fall from an airplane without dying because it slows you down. And then he also made this hang glider, and those look like so much fun. You hang underneath it, it's like a big wing, and you can actually fly with it. But he designed it 490 years before someone actually made the first one.
Yeah, that's really amazing. It seems like he just sat there and sort of went into a dream and just started coming up with these amazing ideas, things that weren't even actually invented until, what, 400 years later? But I guess the big question is, but would they have worked?
Right, and that's exactly what these people do in the BBC video. They use materials that only were available during Leonardo's time, so they wanted to make the things just like somebody back then would have made them. And experts put his ideas to the test. Hey, when you put something to the test, it means you try it out to see if it will work.
Basically, it's sort of like taking something for a test drive and seeing if it really works. And amazingly, they only had to make a few modifications to his original design. So what they did was took his instructions and they basically just changed them a little bit. They modified them or sort of just changed one little piece in order to get it to actually work. And you know what? They did.
That's right. Experts breathed underwater, fell safely from the sky, and glided down hillsides. Wow, so Leonardo obviously was a very smart person, and obviously his designs maybe would have worked if he had tried to make them. But back then, of course, Leonardo just had all these great ideas. He really wanted to learn how to fly. And, well, you know that probably comes from when he was a kid and he was so interested in birds. All right, well, there's our second paragraph. Let's hear a little bit of Chinese explanation.
Leonardo 身后留下了很多 sketchbooks, 也就是素描本。那么后来专家从里头找到了很多东西，例如这里提到的 they found wet suits, 也就是潜水用的保暖衣。后面这个被动的过去分词片语 used to walk underwater, 说明 wet suits 它的功能。 Fun 还有另外一个受词就是 instructions， 那后面这个介系词片语说明这一些 instructions 呢是让你能够来制作降落伞的。除了这两项东西，专家们还发现的是一个 hand glider， 后面同样有一个过去分词片语形容这个 hand glider designed 490 years before its actual invention。 Leonardo 当时画的这些东西真的能够用吗？这些专家想要试试看，所以下面这个句子一开始呢是一个现在分词片语用 ing 表示主动 using only materials， 那后面呢有一个形容词片语形容前面的这些材料呢是 available during Leonardo's time， 只有他那个时候才能够得到的一些材料，用这样的材料 experts put his ideas to the test， put something to the test 就是 try something out， 他们尝试着看看到底用这些材料来制作如他草图上所画的东西是不是行得通。 Amazingly, after a few modifications to his original designs， 注意这里的介系词要用 to， modification 它的动词是 modify， 也就是修改，按照原始的设计稍作修改之后呢，达文西当时的设计呢 they worked。
Okay, let's take a look at our third paragraphLeonardo dedicated nearly every waking moment of his life to learning and inventing. During his lifetime, his genius was rarely recognized. It has taken centuries for scientists and artists alike to catch up with Leonardo's great intellect. No wonder Bill Gates, a genius of our time, considers the 21st century to be Leonardo da Vinci's century.Okay, so Leonardo was always, always working on learning and inventing because he dedicated every waking moment of his life to doing these things. And when you dedicate yourself or when you dedicate something to something, it means you're making a strong connection between them. So if he dedicated all of his waking hours, all the time he was awake to his work, it meant that's all he did when he was awake. He only learned and he only worked.
Wow, so during his lifetime, so throughout his whole life, though, unfortunately, his genius was rarely recognized. I mean, we learned the first day about, what was that artist's name again, Bill?
It was Verrocchio.
Yeah, we learned that he was his apprentice, and he recognized Leonardo da Vinci's genius, but there is this common belief that an artist is never really appreciated in his time, so it's taken quite a while for his genius to catch up with him.
Right, it's taken centuries for scientists and artists alike to catch up with Leonardo's great intellect, with his intelligence. When you catch up with something or with someone, it means that you get to the same level. It can be something as simple as Siobhan and I walking down the road and I'm up ahead of her because I'm walking faster, and she says, wait, Bill, I want to catch up with you.
Yeah, so you can say that, but you can also say, like, I know that a lot of great philosophers and great thinkers, they write a book or write a story, and people just don't understand it, and it takes a while for them to catch up. So as this thinker, who is very progressive and really thinking about the future, it takes a while for everyone else in the world to sort of catch up with their belief system.
Well, then,it's no wonder that Bill Gates, who is a genius of our time, considers the 21st century to be Leonardo da Vinci's century.
Well, I think that's a pretty common belief now. I mean, think about it. We're doing a 3-day article on him. There's an incredibly famous book called The Da Vinci Code, which is now being made into a movie starring Tom Hanks, or actually, it's already made and out yet.And it's just like I feel everybody is recognizing Da Vinci's success and really recognizing the contributions that he's made to our world.
Right. So I guess we call this Leonardo da Vinci's century because we're beginning to see how important he was to the way we do things today. You know, one thing we haven't mentioned is the time Leonardo da Vinci was living was known as the Renaissance. It meantrebirth with all these new things happening in art and science and culture. And we take that word and we can take Leonardo da Vinci and create another word, the Renaissance man.
Oh, okay. I see. I've heard that before. It's sort of like he represented or embodied. When you think of the Renaissance, he was everything that defined the word Renaissance. He was an innovative thinker. He was constantly creating new ideas and new things and really changing the world around him.
Right. It really means that a Renaissance man is someone who knows a lot about everything. And who can do anything. And we've definitely seen that that's just what Leonardo da Vinci is like. Okay, listeners, there's the end of our article. Before we finish up today's show, let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Dedicate 后面加上时间或者是精力 to something 就是把时间跟精力奉献在什么上。第一句话 dedicated 后面的受词是 nearly every waking moment of his life。达文西把这每一刻呢都花在都奉献在什么上呢 ？To 后面要接的是一个动名词，就是 learning 跟 inventing。可惜的是，在他活的时候呢 ，his genius was rarely recognized。这里的 genius 呢，指的是他的天分。如果一个人很聪明，我们也可以说呢 ，he is a genius， 他是一个天才。他生的时候呢，没有人注意到他。此外呢 ，it has taken centuries for scientists and artists alike to catch up with Leonardo's great intellect。Intellect 呢，指的是他的智慧，他的天分。这句话在说明他的天分呢是远远超过大多数人的，因为要让科学家还有艺术家呢花上好几个世纪的时间才能够 to catch up with his intellect。 To catch up with 就是赶上的意思，所以他是超前我们好几个世纪的。也难怪我们今天这个世纪的一个天才，也就是 Bill Gates， Bill Gates 跟后面这个 a genius of our time 呢是一个同位语的关系。 Bill Gates considered the 21st century to be Leonardo da Vinci's century。 这句话在说明即使 Leonardo da Vinci 他是文艺复兴时代的人，但是呢他的聪明才智即使用在21世纪也不会落伍。达文西出生在文艺复兴时代，所以 Bill 呢称他为 a Renaissance man， 也就是文艺复兴时代的人。 Renaissance 这个字的拼法是 R-E-N-A-I-S-S-A-N-C-E， R-E-N-A-I-S-S-A-N-C-E， Renaissance。
All right, let's take another short break. We'll be right back with the end of today's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Landmark English. Okay, well, Bill and I are back, and we're sitting here talking about Leonardo da Vinci. It's been a really interesting 3 days discussing him. We started day one talking about his childhood, his youth, and what it was like for him growing up. Day two, we talked about two of his famous paintings, The Last Supper and the Mona Lisa. And today we talked about his other interests, all those other inventions that really made him so famous. We learned about how life was a struggle for him. He couldn't really pursue his passions, so he had to make things that maybe he didn't really believe in or didn't really agree with to support himself. He had a real interest in mathematics and all these different parts of human beings and music, and basically he just liked everything around him and liked learning. It was like Bill said, he's a real Renaissance man. We even learned that Da Vinci had a sketchbook where he would write down all these different inventions and all these different things that he was interested in. Some of these things would actually be used today. We had things like a parachute and a hang glider and scuba diving equipment that would have been just a dream back then, but today they're part of everyday life. It's no wonder that people like Bill Gates say, Da Vinci is the genius of our time. I certainly agree.
Well, thanks for that great summary, Siobhan. Let's read through today's article one more time. Throughout his life, Leonardo had been struggling to find dukes to support him. Though he hated war, he had to make a living by designing war machines that pleased his masters. But his curiosity was constantly pulling him in different directions. A question about geometry pushed him to explore architecture. That, in turn, resulted in his exploration of engineering and also led to an interest in music. He explained cholesterol, a 20th century discovery, and envisioned printing presses and robots. He even went as far as dissecting bodies to better understand human anatomy. Experts opened up Leonardo's sketchbooks for a closer look and found wetsuits used to walk underwater and instructions for making parachutes. They also found a hang glider designed 490 years before its actual invention. But would they have worked? Using only materials available during Leonardo's time, experts put his ideas to the test. Amazingly, after just a few modifications to his original designs, experts breathed underwater, fell safely from the sky, and glided down hillsides. Leonardo dedicated nearly every waking moment of his life to learning and inventing. During his lifetime, his genius was rarely recognized. It has taken centuries for scientists and artists alike to catch up with Leonardo's great intellect. No wonder Bill Gates, a genius of our time, considers the 21st century to be Leonardo da Vinci's century. Okay, so there you have it, Leonardo da Vinci. Let's take a look at today's vocabulary.
Geometry. In math class, we studied the geometry of household items. Instruction. Hooking up the DVD player was easy when we followed the instructions.
Modification. With a few modifications, my motorcycle will be much faster.
Catch up with. It will take some work if I want to catch up with Sam's athletic ability.
All right, Siobhan, I got a question for you. Now, Leonardo had ideas for many different inventions. If you could invent anything, what would it be and why?
Well, this is an amazing thought. I don't really know what I'm going to say yet. I don't know. Have you ever seen that movie Back to the Future, Bill?
Of course I have.
Okay, well, in Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox flies around on a skateboard that can hover off the ground, so it's like a flying skateboard. I know it's not my idea, but if I could invent it, I definitely would.
Well, that sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. All right, listeners, there's the end of our BBC unit this month. We hope you've enjoyed our story about Leonardo da Vinci, and we hope you'll come back to join us again next time on Landmark English. So until then, I'm Bill.
And my name's Siobhan.
See you next time.